and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us many times before. She is also Beverly Shores Museum president there on US 12, but also she's widely traveled, lives and creates things about the Indiana Dunes. She paints using fibers and creates that, and she has a new exhibit coming up. Susie Vance, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much, Larry and Esther. It's delightful to be here.
It's always welcome, glad to Susie. Have you. So tell us about, you have an exhibit coming up. And
I do.
So tell us a little about that. That'll be where it is and when it is. It's actually just opened last weekend. It was the opening, but it's going to be running all month.
It's at the Marshall J. Center for the Arts in Miller. And it is a delightful location, actually a pretty large gallery. And they asked me over a year ago, if I would be willing to exhibit there. And every one of my other exhibits after about February disappeared. And this one, lo and behold, actually, I think is going to happen, which is amazing. And I'm going to have my fiber art, my photography, and my weaving in the show.
What does your photography consist of?
Years ago, I started to take morning pictures and put them on Facebook. And people became, out of the woodwork. I'd walk down the street. Oh, I saw your picture. That was great. Blah, blah, blah. And what I finally started doing was haiku poetry to go with the photography. And last year, I did a piece about what is fondly referred to as the Lagoni Preserve in Beverly Shores. I walked through the preserve, I took pictures, and people asked me if I doctored them in any way because they have blue hues. I'll give you an example. These.
And I didn't adjust the color at all.
Anyway, I wrote a haiku poem that goes, each one of the pictures, there are 12, has a haiku poem with it. And they also have a running poetry that runs from the beginning to the end.
Do you have the poem available for the photo you just showed us?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear it.
Can we hear it?
Sure.
Have you got a minute?
Sure.
Hold on. It's actually the third page of a zine I did, and the running line in the long poem is to witness the forest, and the haiku is quiet, still, silence, being inside and outside, together we are one.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful. I think I actually have that zine you gave me some years ago or a couple of years ago. So.
I probably did.
So the show's running till when?
It's running till the 29th of November, and they're open on Saturdays and Sundays. You can check their hours on the website.
Okay. And what do you have planned after this? Anything down
after
the road?
After this, I'm assuming things turned around a little. I have two shows that I was supposed to do in Grand Rapids this year, got postponed to next year.
I'd like to ask a question about the exhibit that you have going on.
Sure.
Which is, how far back, what is the range in age from the work? Like, where does the work, what is the span of time?
The work covers about 2 years worth of work, I think.
Great.
Would be fair to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And briefly, update us a little bit on the depot, as you are the Madam President over there.
The depot is wonderful. And actually, if we go into next year and this continues, we're going to have a virtual exhibit. We haven't done that yet, although you can see a lot of the museum things on our website. And we are about to start. There's a new website coming. It's moments away. And so we're pretty excited about that.
And you've been closed all this time, pretty much. I mean, it's hard to do.
No, not pretty much. We have been closed.
Yeah.
What we've had is an open gift shop. And that happened because the 5x5 went online. And from that, out of that, grew the gift shop online. So it's pretty fun.
And you're involved with area artists, too. So there's an exhibit going with them currently.
Yes, a virtual exhibit. Carol Estes has done a wonderful job putting us all together. I think she's a saint because she decided to take it on. And she literally has gone to every artist's home who didn't do their own video and done a video of them so that she could put their video and their work on the website. So that's really fabulous.
She's a true dynamo.
She's amazing. She's as amazing in the field of photography in terms of her energy as Susan Atwell is in fiber. It's just really fun to watch.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have, Susie. It's going to be at the Marshall Gardner Center continuing through November 29th. Susie Vance's whole exhibit. So if you get a chance, get by there in Miller, right in the little Miller section there. Susie, thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Mary and Esther, thank you for having me.